With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The United States and the European Union agreed to a trade deal. Reports say that it ends a standoff that lasted months between two of the world's biggest economies. Make-or-break negotiations recently took place between President Donald Trump and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in Scotland. At the conclusion, they agreed to a U.S. tariff of 15% on all goods from the EU, which is half of the 30% import tax rate that Trump had threatened to implement beginning on Friday. Trump added that the EU would open its 27-member bloc markets to U.S. exporters with 0% tariffs on certain goods. Von der Leyen also applauded the deal, saying it will bring more stability to both sides, which together account for approximately one-third of global trade. One of the EU's top officials called the deal a framework and said the technical details would be negotiated soon. U.S. farm production expenditures were estimated by the USDA near $478 billion in 2024, down nearly 1% compared to the year prior. The four largest expenditures in the U.S. totaled $230 billion, which accounted for 48% of total expenses. They included feed at 15%, farm services and labor at 11% each, and livestock and related expenses at 10.5%. During 2024, total farm expenditures per farm were just over $254,000. That's slightly lower than the year prior. During 2024, crop farm expenditures dropped to $252 billion, while livestock farm expenditures decreased to $225 billion. That's down nearly 2%. The largest expenditure for crop farmers was labor at $38 billion, farm services, fertilizer, lime, soil conditioners, and rent. Combined crop input costs made up 29% of the total crop farm costs. The July cattle on feed report offered little relief to customers paying higher prices for beef. That's despite the cycle of herd liquidation that seems to be slowly ending. There were just over 94 million cattle and calves in the U.S. as of July 1st. That's the lowest mid-year number of cattle since 1973. The USDA also said the number of animals placed in feedlots for weight gain before being sent to packers plunged to its lowest levels since 2017. Reports show a severe shortage in the world's largest meat-producing country has sent cattle costs soaring, wiping out billions in profits for packers and driving record-high beef prices in U.S. grocery stores. Dr. Daryl Peel at Oklahoma State University says the latest USDA numbers offer little indication of herd rebuilding, or at least it's not very aggressive so far. The number of heifers in feedlots remain mostly stable. Numerous stakeholders like farmers, extension services, researchers, and policymakers all rely on the data that the USDA has collected for more than 150 years. The data is collected through agencies and programs like the National Agricultural Statistics Service and the Economic Research Service. Decreasing responses to the USDA's farmer surveys are beginning to put the integrity of the data at risk. One of the biggest challenges to getting a good survey response is timing. Unfortunately, many survey collection periods overlap with farmers' busiest times. For example, leading up to the June 30th planted acreage report, the Ag Statistics Service contacted almost 92,000 farmers during a time that overlaps with the end of planting and spraying seasons for many row crop farmers. One Farm Bureau Market Intel page says USDA should look to examine ways to increase participation and reliability without imposing more burdens on the already too busy growers whom the data is designed to serve. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.